VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. For the first time, a black woman will lead Kentucky's Louisville Metro Police Department, which has been heavily criticized since officers fatally shot Breonna Taylor. Mayor Greg Fisher announced on Monday that Yvette Gentry will serve as interim chief. The Courier-Journal newspaper reports that Ms. Gentry is a former Louisville Metro Police deputy chief who retired from the force in 2014. She'll be the first woman and third African-American to serve as chief. Gentry's appointment comes at a low point in relations between police and African-American residents in Louisville. Protesters have marched for more than 100 consecutive days since police raided Taylor's home and killed her. So yesterday was Labor Day in the U.S., and every 4 years it marks the official day that the presidential campaign finally gets underway. And out of the box, President Donald Trump, in a 50-minute holiday news conference, took off his gloves.
The press should be ashamed of themselves. With Biden, shipped away our jobs, threw open our borders, and sent our youth to fight in these crazy endless wars. And it's one of the reasons the military, I'm not saying the military is in love with me, the soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania speaking with labor leaders.
More than 6 million people infected with COVID. They're heading toward the 200,000, above 200,000 range of people have died from COVID. And he still has no plan. I mean, there's virtually no plan as to how to deal with it.
The election day is now less than 2 months away. This is VOA News. Belarus